Hello again. Ian Cottier here, bringing you another feast of brass band music from the world's greatest bands. Once again, I've tried to create an hour of melody, and while most of the tracks tonight will be familiar, there may be just one or two that some listeners are meeting for the first time. Though I'm pretty certain that that won't be the case with our opener. Written during Handel's long sojourn in England, it's the Hallelujah Chorus from his majestic oratorio, Messiah. Black Dyke getting us off to an inspiring start. But now from the oratorios to the opera. Well, that's not quite right. Some of Franz von Suppe's best-known music wasn't written for his operas. These came later, like his overture, Poet and Peasant, Morning, Noon and Night in Old Vienna, was written as part of the incidental music to a play. But as far as we're concerned, that's split in hairs. Just sit back and enjoy the music.
Thank you.
Suppe's overture, morning, noon and night. As with the Hallelujah chorus that we opened tonight's programme with, the band there was Black Dyke. Well, we haven't had a march yet tonight, and for this we go to Dyke's near neighbour, Briggers and Rastrick. And you couldn't come closer to home for those two bands than this. Though I may be wrong, I think it may be Briggers' signature march. It's called West Riding. Thank you. solo time now, and if there's anything better than a solo, perhaps it's a duet. And even better, a duet from two of the greatest soprano cornet players of their generation, Brian Evans and Peter Roberts. Frank Bryce made a rather special niche for himself in the brass band repertoire with short, immensely appealing and humorously quirky nuggets of musical entertainment. Here's a typical example, and he called it Skirtsophrenia. Brian Evans and Peter Roberts on Sparkling Form. There can be little argument that Eric Ball was the outstanding brass band composer of his generation. Writing across what was a significant divide in his day of Salvation Army music and music for secular bands, his work commanded respect and enjoyment and ranged across simple hymn tune arrangements, although shorter works, both entertaining and devotional. And then there were the original, larger works, many selected as contest pieces. But one in particular defies categories. It was written on the death of his sister-in-law, Elsa, and he called it Resurgam, I Shall Rise Again. Thank you. Wonderful, inspirational music by Eric Ball. Eric Ball was the president of our band in Harlow, but he wouldn't allow the band to play Resurgam. It was too personal for that. One of his great enthusiasms was the music of Elgar, particularly his oratorio The Dream of Gerontius, which I heard him conduct with masked choirs and bands in Harlow's main public hall. So to honour both Elgar and Eric Ball, next up is Elgar's Imperial March. The band is the Virtuosi Band of Great Britain. And to follow that, a very great flugel player, Stanley Lippiatt, plays the slow movement of Rodrigo's Concierto de Aranjuez.
Thank you.
Another duet now. Not exactly a battle of the sexes, but having heard Brian Evans and Peter Roberts, this time it's two ladies. And as it happens, one of them plays the soprano cornet. This time paired with my favourite instrument, the flugelhorn. As Michelle Ibbotson and Joanne Childs play As Long As He Needs Me from Oliver. And then from the stage to the cinema, Black Dyke playing Speak Softly Love from The Godfather. Speak Softly, Love. And that brings us to our closers. Sad to say, but it's Yorkshire Imps now, giving us every encouragement to kick up our heels and put on the Ritz. Not sure that I can manage anything so energetic. Well, I suppose we could but try. And then Briggers and Rastrick play us out to Kenneth Downey's arrangement of that lovely hymn, Lord of All Hopefulness. I hope you've enjoyed what I've served up tonight. If you have, join me next week. But in the meantime, from me, Ian Cottier, it's a very good night. We'll be right back.